Hello, and welcome to Tommy's Random Thoughts. Today's random thought is Russians. Are Russians. Russians. Russians are a mysterious group of people. I think it's because they are not known very well. For years they existed only behind the Iron Curtain.
Iron Curtain.
This meant that we only saw like news reports and their military and their leaders. They always seemed mad about something. I figured they were mad because they lived in Russia. Siberia is in Russia. Have you seen pictures of Siberia? In movies, they talk about people being banished to Siberia. It's cold as hell in Siberia, year-round from what I've seen. I mean, do you ever see pictures of
a beautiful summer day in Siberia?
No. No, you do not. You see snow, snow, and more snow. And like your eyebrows are like frozen and you're constantly worried about your fingers getting frostbitten. I don't ever want to visit Siberia, and I sure don't want to be banished to Siberia. That's one of the main reasons I'm glad I don't live in Russia, because I'm pretty sure that only Russians can get banished there. So not being in Russia means I don't have to worry about that. When I was a kid, I would hear about the Iron Curtain. I thought it was a literal Iron Curtain, not just a figure of speech. I wondered if it had like pleats in it, like a curtain. Could it be retracted to exchange spies or something like that? Because if it was just like big metal slabs, then that was more of an iron wall. Berlin had a wall, and it was part of the Iron Curtain. So I figured they had a wall for a curtain, so maybe the Russians did too. But since China and Berlin already had a wall, they probably didn't want to sound like copycats or something. Seems to me that Russians like to be first in everything. I mean, not that we don't in the good old US of A, but in Russia, I get the feeling that someone will die if they don't get to be first. Maybe even several someones. Talk about motivation. I can just hear the pep talk.
Now let's get out there and do our best and win one for the Gipper. So remember to execute out there or I will execute you in here.
You know, come to think of it, Bill Belichick might be Russian. Belichick sounds Russian. I've never seen Bill Belichick smile. Have you noticed that you never see Russians smile? Even if they win an Olympic event, they don't get too excited, just sort of relieved. Maybe it's the whole execution thing if you lose. The Russians' plan to win the Olympics involved giving all of their athletes performance-enhancing drugs. It was like a governmental-sponsored doping, not just some scared individuals trying to avoid execution. Sure, give everyone human growth hormone and we will win, comrades. That's why they all got banned from a couple of Olympics. Systematic government cheating. Where is the joy in competing? The Greeks started the Olympics as a way to bring people together and learn how we are more the same rather than different. They didn't say, win at all costs, cheat only when necessary. You know, I said that Russians don't smile. That's not true. Russian men don't smile, but Russian women do. But I think most of them are robots or something. They are like trained to kill and to seduce people in order to gain state secrets and stuff like that. Like that red-haired one that we caught here a few years ago. She was like a red-haired version of Atomic Blonde. During the Olympics a few years ago, when they had it at that Russian city, I heard one news report that said all the Russian women that were there were trying to find men from any other country. Didn't matter which one, just any country. That for the most part, Russian women do not like Russian men. It might be because they never smile. But if this is true, then it is very sad, because I'm pretty sure that like 99.999% of the men in Russia are Russians. So that would greatly limit finding a mate. I say 99.999% are Russian because I don't think Russia has the same problem we do with border countries trying to flock in there. Other than Lee Harvey Oswald, who they sent back, I haven't heard of many people from anywhere wanting to relocate there. They come to America thinking the streets are lined with gold, but if you go to Russia to make your fortune, you'll find the streets are lined with other comrades. You know, Russian men look so stern and mean and just generally pissed off all the time. until you get some of the Fatherland's vodka in them. They drink that stuff like water. I think they put it in their babies' bottles. Some of the craziest drunk guy videos I have ever seen involve Russians. They are party nuts when it comes to vodka. No White Claws will cut it there, man. They go for the gusto. They fall off of things. They fall on things. They fall into each other. Let's just say they fall a lot. They try to pull off pranks on other guys that are just completely wasted. And I mean things that someone might get killed. And they think it's hilarious. Like,
hey, look at Rusevic. He passed out in the road. I know. Let's get car and run over him. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Very funny. Very funny. You take video so we can show it to him tomorrow so he can get big laugh. Big laugh. Ha 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 ha.
Then there is the whole wetting and defecating themselves. They seem to do that with regularity, and there doesn't seem to be much of a stigma attached. It's like,
yeah, we just call that Wednesday night.
Speaking of videos, why do they all have dash cams, and why can none of them drive? Do they have traffic laws in Russia, or is it just wind them up and go? Good luck, comrade. Only real men will survive. But they are tough bastards. I've seen some of their dash cam wrecks where, like, a truck smashes into a car head-on and the car explodes into pieces, and the driver is ejected into a snowbank, probably in Siberia, and he just gets up, lights a cigarette, takes a shot of vodka, scratches his head, and starts walking. I don't know how we would ever beat them in a war, because they are like the Terminator or something. Russians. Mysterious, stern, and bulletproof. I think that is what we all learned here today. This has been Tommy's Random Thoughts.